The following extract is Roger Chope of Abbotsham speaking in October 2008 about fishing and prawning at Buck's Mills.
Well, we all did a bit of prawning, and we all used to go and fish, have a boat trip and fish when we could. But I think the heyday of that was probably when we were down there as parents, and we'd all acquired little easily launched boats, you see, rubber boats, you know, inflatables, or small fiberglass dinghies, which you could, two of you could haul into the water. You weren't dependent upon some crusty old fisherman to take you out. You could launch your own boat, little outboard motor. And we did. We had some wonderful fishing in those days, as much mackerel as you could, you know, distribute.
What sort of year are we talking?
Well, this would be any time through the 60s, the 70s and the 80s, really. Yeah, I mean, mackerel in those days were just bursting out of the sea or so. And then we were all prawning then as sort of young adults, so that was a lot more coming in. And we used to put lobster pots out, and used to have some lovely lobsters in the pots, didn't we? Yeah.
Were they easily caught, or was it a challenge?
No, this was summer, fine weather. You put a couple of pots out down towards Peppercombe, and then go visit them the following day with the children, pull one up and be a nice lobster in it. I don't remember it being a challenge.
No.
Only if the weather was terrible, you just didn't go. It wasn't what we were depending on for food, you know. This was a fun thing to do. Yes.
But in your childhood, were the locals dependent upon...
Oh, yes. Yes, very much more so. Yes. Oh, yes. And